Bannerbox Radio. Kid tested, mother approved. Hey, what's going on, folks? Welcome back to Banterbox Radio, the podcast where we do weird news and stuff and things and hoopity-doo. This is episode 23, of course, if you've been following along. If you haven't, it's still 23, regardless. I'm your co-host, Thomas Towson. Joining me, of course, who'd have guessed it, Mr. Dan Knight. He's the other co-host. Oh, hey! Hey, how's it going, Dan?
Great.
Great. That's great to hear.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad that you're doing poorly.
I didn't say that.
Well, great. we're back again this week with more weird stuff, because that's what we do, and that's the whole point of this show.
I thought there was no point to this show.
It's kind of like Seinfeld. It's a show about nothing.
That's right.
Today is a very momentous day in American history. Truly one of the founding moments of this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's riding on the coattails of course, last week's monumental achievement in American history.
Because we needed a follow-up day.
That's correct. So last week was National Milk Chocolate Day. This week is National Chocolate Chip Day.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
That needed to happen,
yep,
I think.
They found out that they decided to make a holiday based around what you can do with chocolate. Presumably, the rest of this year's national days will be about things you can do with chocolate.
I have a question.
I probably don't have an answer.
I'm betting on it.
Okay.
Is there a National Chocolate Chunk Day?
Oh, I really hope so. I sure hope so.
Because apparently milk chocolate and chocolate chips are, they need to be, you know, separated from each other and uh-huh. celebrated individually.
So then where's that line drawn? Like, exactly.
We're gonna no do chocolate chunks?
Chocolate chunks.
Or
other ways of having chocolate.
Some sort of chocolate bars.
Yeah, that's kind of just milk chocolate in general, though.
Is it?
Yeah, I mean, I think so.
There's got to be other ones out there. Chocolate.
Regardless.
Yeah.
Regardless, this is one of the most important days in American history.
Because you can put chocolate chips in pretty much anything.
You can.
Including
in everything. Absolutely everything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Absolutely everything.
Like a nice lasagna?
Yes. You could do it. I'm not saying you should, that's but you true. Absolutely can.
I'm going to put some in my lasagna.
Great.
Make a nice layer of chocolate in between the ricotta.
In betwixt it.
Betwixt the ricotta. And then there will be Twix in there as well. That'll be at the bottom.
That's a real sweet treat right there.
It's a sweet and salty treat to
gross.
Eat with your feet.
The only way. Wait, are there other ways of eating?
Not sweet and salty treats. Those are predominantly done with your feet.
Oh, okay. All right. So that was weird.
That was very weird. Yeah, that got weird.
You know what is extra weird, though?
What?
This week's stories. We got some weird stuff this week. We got some
a lot of goodies.
Bizarre. This was a good week for weird news. It was hard choosing what to do.
Speaking of delicious morsels.
Yeah? Oh.
I got one for you.
Okay. Hit me with it. Give me that.
Give me that.
Bake me some of them sweet treats.
Sounds like a duty joke.
It always is.
Police in Douglas, Georgia, were finding one lady may have bit off more than she could chew.
Oh.
When they approached 48-year-old Linda Blank, they found she was...
Linda what? Why?
Oh, you fill in what her last name is.
It's like a Mad Lib, but her name.
Linda Lasagna.
Linda Lasagna.
They
Linda
found
chocolate lasagna.
Ooh, well, there was no other.
All right, sorry.
Linda chocolate lasagna. They found she was wanted for a probation violation warrant and a bench warrant for shoplifting.
Mm. Probation lady? Violation.
Probation violation.
One of Dr. Dre's bigger hits.
That's right. So she was a shoplifter. She lifted some shops.
As they are wont to do.
Unlawfully, yeah.
Yep.
You got to get a permit to lift shops up. It was unclear as to why they had approached her in the first place. But nonetheless, after finding this new information, they took action. They then proceeded to arrest blank.
Lasagna.
Yep. And claim that she attempted to chew up a small amount of crack cocaine.
Oh. That seems like a very reasonable next thing. Yeah. All the cops are on me. Better eat all my coke. All my crack cocaine. It's fun. It's glamorous, and it will crack you.
It will crack you. Oh, good. So, they caught her in time and stopped her from ingesting the drugs and added the new charge of possession to her list.
Well, since you brought it out.
Is there anything else you want to add? Her mugshot is also pretty noteworthy.
Yeah.
It's pretty great. If you have the time and you aren't driving right now, take a look at Linda Blank mugshot in your favorite search
engine.
You will,
of course, have to type in Linda Lasagna.
Linda Lasagna, or it won't go through. Chocolate lasagna. Don't do that, or you probably will get something completely different.
Something really gross.
Some sort of XXX site that you don't want to be at.
Yep.
But her mugshot is hilarious. She's got these like bug eyes and she's very confused. Like, I don't understand why they wouldn't let me eat my crack.
I was just a little hungry.
I got peckish in the cop car. So that's what we had.
And where did this take place?
This took place in Douglas, Georgia.
Georgia. Okay. All right. We're going down the belt.
Going.
Yes. We haven't quite reached the bottom.
We haven't. But maybe we will. Who knows?
Maybe. Maybe somebody's got one. You know, we haven't had a Florida story in a while.
No?
I don't think so.
It's a shame.
I mean, I don't remember anything between shows, so I am not a credible source of my own show. I am not a credible source. However, I don't think we've done any Florida stories in a while.
After we finish recording these episodes, I forget we even have a show.
Who is you? Okay, so, folks, you may have heard about the hitchhiking robot.
What's a robot?
What is robot? So you may have heard about the hitchhiking robot. Well, after successfully traveling around Canada, Germany, and the Netherlands, the hitchhiking robot who relied on the goodwill of strangers to get around met an untimely and brutal demise in Philadelphia.
The city of brotherly love.
It truly is. The Canadian researchers who created Hitchbot as a social experiment say that the child-sized robot was damaged beyond, quote, beyond repair.
Oh, God.
By vandals on Saturday. Hitchbot had started its tour of America just 2 weeks before in Massachusetts. It was in America for 2 weeks. It managed to make it all the way through Canada, Germany, and the Netherlands, unharmed. Perfectly fine. It makes it 2 weeks in America, and they destroy it.
They were probably just partying too hard with it.
Yeah, couldn't really handle clubbing. It. Yeah, hitting those clubs real hard.
Couldn't handle that hard house.
According to Canadian journalist Lauren O'Neill, Hitchbot was found with its head and arms ripped off.
Oh my God.
Hitchbot is an entirely helpless, but talkative traveling companion. The immobile bot, quote, could toss out factoids and carry limited conversation. A GPS in the robot tracked its location, and a camera randomly snapped photos about every 20 minutes to document travels. Earlier this year, Hitchbot successfully traveled around the Netherlands and Germany, like I mentioned, all the way. And in 2014, the robot crossed more than 3,700 miles in Canada without incident.
Wow.
It lasts 2 weeks in America, and people in Philadelphia destroy it. It's a little, sad, helpless robot that dispenses witty little facts, and they ripped its head and arms off.
Yeah, that is, that's brutality.
I feel like there's a larger commentary to be made here, but I won't make it.
I feel like there's enough, of the other countries, like, thinking less of America in that we are just overly violent.
Yeah, this doesn't help.
Monsters. Yeah, it really doesn't.
2 weeks, Dan. Two weeks.
Yeah.
It crossed three countries. It made it from Mass to Philly.
I heard it got stuck in Mass for a while.
It did. That was last week they were talking about it getting stuck there for a long time. Nobody would pick it up. And I guess it did eventually.
Maybe they all thought it was a bomb. Remember the like the Aqua Teen thing where they put up the light brights all over?
Yeah.
And they did that in a bunch of different cities, and Boston was the only one that was freaking out and thought they were bombs and like closed down the whole city for a day.
That's rough.
Yeah. So maybe everyone was afraid of this robot. They were like, oh, God.
And the thing to take away from this article is that America hates robots and happiness and joy and loves killing helpless things.
But we love chocolate chips.
We love chocolate chips. Goodness gracious. We can't name enough national holidays after food. But if you give us a little hitchhiking robot, we will rip its arms and head off.
Why can't we just make a robot made of chocolate chips?
Because then it'd get eaten.
That's true.
And they'd still rip its head and arms off.
To eat it, to devour it. Yeah, that is truly sad.
It's cute, too. It's just like a little trash can-looking thing with arms and legs.
Yeah, I saw it. It's got, the stereotypical kind of accordion piping arms with, rubber gloves at the end. Yeah,
it's pretty great. And they killed it.
Yeah.
Shame on you, Philadelphia. The whole state.
You all were a part of that. Yeah, right. Well, I think, ultimately, you can't... As much as people probably would like to, you can't put all the blame on Philly or America.
No, it's just an isolated group of jerks. But of
buttholes.
But, I mean, three other countries didn't have those buttholes.
It's true.
We did. You know what? We were number one. And that's what matters. America's always been number one, and we are still number one.
Give us something nice and we'll destroy it.
That's our slogan. That is America's motto. All right, so moving on. We're not getting political here. Let's get out of here.
Okay.
We talk about goofy things, okay? Not serious things.
Well, speaking
Where's poops? Give me stories about poops, Dan.
I don't have one.
Oh, I do this week.
Good. I have another robot-related.
Okay, great.
Just spreading goodwill towards men. A prison in Mansfield, Ohio, received some interesting new shipments as a drone flew overhead and dropped an unexpected package.
Oh, boy.
It's like Santa Claus, you know?
Yeah.
On July 29th at the Mansfield Correctional Institution, a drone dropped a package into the prison yard. Inside that package included a quarter of an ounce of heroin, over 2 ounces of marijuana, and more than 5 ounces of tobacco.
It really was Christmas.
Christmas came early for them.
Everyone is better off.
Christmas in July. Yep. Yeah. Spokeswoman of the Department of Rehabilitation and Correction informed the Mansfield News Journal of the drugs in the package.
Okay. Yeah.
Surveillance footage shows the drone dropping the package into the yard and sparking a fight with the inmates therein. So they're like, oh, God, it's an airdrop. I'm going to shank you. For these drugs. I don't know.
Wow,
they probably didn't even know.
That was spot on.
That's my best inmate impersonation.
Nailed it.
That took me years to master.
I bet. Even the stuttering in between. You played a guy who had sort of a white-collar guy who had really been roughed up by the prison system. Yeah. I got it.
He had a speech impediment.
Yeah, I felt him.
Thank you. After an investigation, it was determined that the package was intended for a prisoner in the North Recreation Yard, and it was thrown over the fence into the South Yard. So, didn't get to its intended recipient, unfortunately. Mm,
unfortunately.
You know? It's just, that's the way it goes sometimes when you're dropping drugs into a prison.
From a drone, yeah.
From a drone.
Really, it's a great time to be alive.
It's glorious. The fight was broken up by guards, and the inmates were searched, they didn't find anything. So, they didn't get their hands on that sweet, sweet heroin.
Wait, they know it was dropped, but they couldn't find it?
No, they searched the inmates to make sure that they didn't,
grab any
sweet treats for themselves.
I understand.
But, yeah, so that was just, another nice machine doing its intended job.
That's correct.
And being...
I think, really, the reason those were...
Thanked for.
They did the one job those were invented for. How I choose to believe this story. Some guy was like, man, if only there was some way... that I could make, one of those claw machines, but instead it'd be one that could fly and drop drugs into prison.
You just gave me an awesome idea that it had, one of those crane arms, and it reached down and picked up a prisoner by the head, and he was, flailing. Hey, who has
the head? Roller Coaster Tycoon style?
Yeah. I'd love to do that. You pick him up, and you, drop him in the lake.
Yeah, did anyone who played these sim games, Roller Coaster Tycoon, did anyone use them for their intended purpose and not to just punish people? The way I would play it, trust me, I'm not a serial killer or a psychopath. But when I used to play the game, when I play Roller Coaster Tycoon, I would always make off in the corner this unfathomably deep pit with no borders. Like, you couldn't get out of it, fenced in, and it was full of water. This was in the original one, where they didn't have rules against such things. And I would open up my tab, and I put a lot of effort in my park, like a ton of effort. Color everything, name everything, really manage the prices, really do a good job. I went all out on the game. And I'd leave open, there was a pane you can open up that was a stream of all the people's comments.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And as soon as I saw someone comment poorly about the park, I'd click on them, pick them up, and drop them in the pit. I like to think it was weeding out the bad customers so they can't go out and give bad reviews.
That's true.
You know, I got rewards all the time. I got rewards for so many things. Safest Park was not one of them, but lots of other ones.
Wouldn't they still give comments, though, even when they're in the pit?
Oh, no, they're drowning because it's full of water.
Oh,
and there's no way out. They eventually get tired and want to get out, but they can't.
But they can't, so they're just swimming forever, or they drown?
They drown.
Oh, yeah.
They will drown. And you can also put them in an empty pit and then fill it with water, and it'll instantly drown them.
Ooh.
So, that's a pro tip. Then for the ones that were extra mean, you put them on the, you remember that little, it was just like a single loop-de-loop, it goes up to the top and comes back, you set the speed and it would fly off into space.
Or you just cut the thing, you like cut the track down so that it just does the loop and then launches.
Flies off. All right, so that was like 3 minutes of Roller Coaster Tycoon. Let's,
I was willing to go off on a tirade for,
we're doing a whole new podcast Sims. Just on that.
Remember Sims?
I remember the Sims.
All the stuff you could do in the Sims. There was a rumor going around, I think, where you could electrocute a Sim by making them wash their hands a bunch and then flicking on and off the light switch, which I believe was just a bum rumor.
I don't know if
it wasn't
was.
Real.
I got to mention one of the terrible, horrible things that I did in Sims, and then we can move on for the week, because we're already on the topic. I made this chamber that was two rooms, no doors. I put a window in between. And on one side, I put the parents, and on the other side, on a table, in the room, I put the baby.
Yeah.
And then the babies die fat. They starve faster because they're babies.
Right.
And the parents had to watch. Okay, this is terrible. This is a bad person. People have just now unsubscribed, and they're not even hearing me talk about this. Okay, so let's just move on.
You're creating torture chambers for families.
Isn't that what you do in the? Okay, whatever. Anyway, okay, let's move on. Let's move on to classier topics, like poop.
Like poop.
So, someone has been serial defecating in the holes of Norway's Stavanger Golf Club for 10 years.
Can I just say I love that term? Serial defecating?
Yeah, it's nice.
That
it
would
rolls
be,
off the tongue.
If you're going to have, like, a criminal record...
Serial defecation is up there.
That would be great.
That's solid. what was the other one? A criminal mischief I like as well.
We've
discussed that one. Okay, so this guy has been defecating in the holes of Norway's Stavanger Golf Club for 10 years.
Jeez.
The culprit leaves behind toilet paper and has disabled spotlights installed to catch him at his nocturnal game.
Nocturnal game.
Quote, he has a couple of favorite holes, said greenskeeper Kenneth Tenfjord, and we know it's a man because the poos are too massive to be from a woman.
Well, that's sexist.
Yeah, it is. The club has been denied a permit to install surveillance videos, so the poop-filled cups may continue to be the norm. I want to point out that I was going to put in par for the course there, but I chose not to. I took the high road.
Yeah.
quote, our idea is that it could be someone who, for unknown reason, hates the game of golf. Mm. Unknown reasons. I think there's plenty of reasons to hate the game of golf. Club managing director Steinar Floisvik said. He thinks that whoever's doing it hates golf, so he's pooping in all the holes.
Yeah.
That's a sentence you don't get to say very often.
I don't think you ever say it, really.
Alternatively, the person may have a fetish or suffer from mental problems. However, at least one American outlet praised the poop-a-trader.
Golly.
I fit one in there.
Yeah, you did. Just like he did.
And the article read, a Norwegian hero has been defecating in golf clubs' holes for a decade. Okay, you know what?
He's a hero, huh?
Leave it to America, the only place to praise someone pooping in holes.
What makes him a hero? What?
I don't know. I don't know. He's gotten away with it for 10 years. Maybe he is a hero.
Maybe he just deserves to do it.
He's the hero that golf course, it's not the one they deserve. Or the one they want. But regardless, it's the one they have.
Yeah.
So the American article read that as such. But some Norwegian publications have been labeling the miscreant for the Siriskider. If there's anyone listening from, I'm so sorry.
Ooh.
From Norway, I'm so sorry. Which roughly translates into serial pooper.
Great.
That's what he's being called over there. The serial pooper. The Siriskider.
Poops in cereal.
That's correct. That's exactly right.
He would be no hero to me if he did that. I would not consider him a hero at that point. Or her. It could be a her.
It could. It could very well with large turds.
Yeah.
Okay, you know? But I do.
Rule it out.
I want to give this person, whoever they are, mystery person, the Bannerbox Radio seal of approval for getting away with it for 10 years. I'm actually kind of proud of you.
That's dedication.
That's defecation.
Ah!
Waka waka. Okay, moving on.
Oh,
that's enough
man.
Poop for one day.
Yeah, come on. Let's get serious here. A man is behind bars in Vancouver, Washington, after a bizarre turn of events transpired. Firstly, 26-year-old software engineer Andrew Helmsworth.
I know him.
He chased his father through his neighborhood of Ogden. Okay?
Okay. All right. Great.
That's fact number one.
Have you heard about this?
Fact number one, chased his dad through the neighborhood. Okay? Fact number two, he was naked.
Okay. That's great. It's getting better.
Fact number three, he was brandishing a 4-inch knife in his hand.
Oh, good stuff.
These are some cold hard facts you need to know. According to the Columbian, this is all that
just some random Columbian.
Yeah, this one Columbian.
The Columbian.
he's the Columbian to know. After this exhausting funscapade, he returned to his home and locked himself inside.
I'm sorry.
What was that?
I'm sorry, did you... Look, I said poop-a-trader, but did you just say funscapade?
No, I think you're hearing things.
Oh, okay.
After police, SWAT, hostage negotiators, and other assorted officers arrived on the scene, he put on some shorts, so, you know, that's good.
That's good.
That's
pleasant.
At some point during the standoff, he decided to lighten the mood by walking out onto the front walkway of the house with a banjo and attempts to serenade the officers. Video from a cell phone camera shows the events transpiring. After playing a little for his captive audience, he decided to turn back and bolt back into the house.
You know, this story just really is a roller coaster of emotion. It just keeps getting better.
You know, first you're taken aback by the nudity and the knife brandishing, and then you're serenaded.
And then out of nowhere comes a banjo into the story.
And apparently, he felt they were undeserving of an encore because he tried to race back into the house. But as he began to run back up the path to the front door, the officer shot him with a non-lethal round. And as he hit the ground, they arrested him. And he was screaming pretty good.
He was wailing up a storm.
He was wailing. He should have added that to his banjo performance. He would have gotten some applause. He told the Columbian that...
Columbian, of course.
The Columbian.
Again.
This is the guy to know. Just,
they only actually interviewed one person for this.
And he was a Colombian man.
Arguably. Well, you know, maybe.
They thought he was.
Yeah.
They guessed his his ethnicity. He told him he lost his temper and was pretty sure he was going to lose his job. And then he added that he was mentally ill.
Oh, yes.
He told the Colombian he was mentally ill.
Uh-huh.
Really? Had no idea.
Wouldn't have guessed it. He seemed pretty normal to me. So mm-hmm. far, the leading ups are what I do on most of my days off.
Yeah.
So, really, I don't get it.
Typical Saturday, run around chasing my dad naked with a knife, and then I go out to
get a banjo.
Get a banjo, play for the cops, and then I hit up the, the flea markets. It's a good time.
Well-balanced, well-rounded afternoon.
Looking for deals.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
Great, thanks for that one. Wow, all right, what a great audience. So, for the last article this week... A Connecticut man is suspected of, and I mean, unless you want to stop here, cut mid-sentence, and start talking about The Sims again for another 5 minutes.
Actually, I would love to. I have so much of
so a Connecticut about. Man is suspected of fornicating with the foliage in his yard, according to the Connecticut Post. Wallace Berg, 81.
Whoa.
81.
Let that sink in.
Yeah. Was completely naked Monday in his Stratford yard when a neighbor witnessed him allegedly humping a bush.
Wow.
When the neighbor confronted him, Berg reportedly stopped the indecent behavior, covered himself with a grill cover, apologized to him, and then went into the house, police say.
This was on his own property?
Yeah.
Is that against the law, then?
I don't think you can be naked.
In your lawn?
Yeah, if other people can see you. That's still an indecent exposure.
Isn't there a rule against peeping Toms?
I think there's some pretty strict rules on that one. The neighbor had taken some video of the indecent behavior.
Okay, now that's even weirder.
Yeah,
though.
Now it's weird. See, before, it was weird, but the guy can do whatever he wants in his own lawn. Taking a video of it is very weird.
It's like, this guy was humping the bush. I took a video of it after I finished in my house. I called you guys up.
Okay, great.
I had my own bushes in my...
So the neighbor took video and gave it to the cops, who charged Berg with public indecency and breach of peace. Whatever that means.
Yeah, what is that?
I have no idea. He was released after posting a $10,000 bond.
Wow.
Sex with inanimate objects has almost become a frequently reported on... has become a frequently reported on act over the recent years. This is not the first occasion of inanimate object lovemaking.
Is this like a fad?
Maybe. Listen to this. Edward Smith of Washington State claims to have had sex with more than 1,000 vehicles, including his favorite, the helicopter from the 1980s TV hit Airwolf.
That was my crown jewel.
That time I made love, sweet, sweet love to Airwolf.
I broke her in. That's messed up. That's a nice little bit of trivia there in
a 1,000 vehicles.
This man knows how to...
Sometimes it's a bush, sometimes it's a helicopter. Really? It's free love going on, all right? That's what the 70s was all about. Free love.
That's what we fought for.
That's true.
To make love to inanimate objects. That's, wow.
Bizarre. It is very bizarre. This man is weird. The man taking the video is very weird. Yeah. And everyone's weird.
Everyone. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. To everyone's weird.
I think it's just extra weird.
Some people
weird.
Are much more weird.
Yeah. It's extra weird that the guy was, like, in his 80s.
Yeah, that is weird.
I mean, I assumed, like, your sex drive, as a man, like, when you're in your 80s, your sex drive, I thought, just plummets. Yeah. Like, you just don't even have
You'd
one.
You'd think, I guess.
Or maybe it was just, like, it plummets because you become a dendrophiliac.
Yeah.
And you decide that trees are much more appealing than old ladies.
You kidding me? You see the branches on those things? Ooh, girl.
They're way more taut than a granny.
Oh, come on. No. This show is listed as family friendly.
Yeah, it is.
It's no longer. It has been sullied. Gross. My God.
I was just talking about the limbs. You
know,
the limbs
of
the tree.
Great. Okay, great. Jesus Christ. Stop talking. My God, what a way to end the show. Okay, so.
Delicious.
So, folks. So. If your children were listening to this episode, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry.
You started it.
Okay. Nope. Okay.
It's your article.
It is my article. So, heavens.
To Betsy.
That's six articles, isn't it?
It is. You know what that means.
I don't. I certainly don't have a line prepared to end the show, like every week.
We might as well just cut
There's
it.
Nothing that I would never come up with a line like that. I mean, if off the top of my head, I would never say something like, that's all for this week.
And remember, in the city of Yoro in Honduras, an annual weather event called the Rain of Fish occurs, in which hundreds of fish rain from the sky.
Thanks for joining us.